Exercise 4, page 49. Recording 1.
Hey, Cheryl. That was a good lecture, wasn't it? How did your birthday party go on Saturday, by the way?
It went fine, thanks, Colin. There are about 100 people there. As the date fell on the bank holiday weekend this year, I thought they would all be away at the seaside swimming. But nearly everyone I'd invited turned up.
I heard the music was really good too. Not like this awful stuff they're playing.
Yeah, you'd think they'd do better than that, wouldn't you? It's a wonder any of the students come in here for coffee. Anyway, though I say so myself, I put together a good mix and the DJ I hired works in a nightclub, so he did a pretty good job too. Very professional. My only regret is that people didn't mingle more.
Yeah, I know what you mean. People just stand around in little groups chatting to people they already know.
Recording 2.
Feeling bored? Want to try something new? Then Graceville's Activity Club is the answer. We don't attempt to compete with the town's athletic centre with its excellent range of sporting activities. Instead, we run events such as poetry readings and painting competitions. Or, for musicians, there's a regular jam session here every Friday where you can meet like-minded artists. If it's acting you're into, there's also an amateur dramatics group. So why not pop in and see us at Glenville Road for a friendly chat and registration details. Bring your friends and family too. The coffee's on us.
Recording 3.
Welcome to this week's book club. Today we welcome Evelyn Mace, author of The Only Child. Evelyn, what made you decide to write your book?
I wanted to address parents who feel guilty about having only one child and reassure them there's nothing wrong with that. I think there's a lot of nonsense talked about the subject and I felt the need to put the record straight.
You're referring to the classic stereotype of the spoilt, selfish, only child?
Exactly. In my view, children grow up like this as a result of bad parenting. It's as possible to spoil two or three kids as it is to spoil one. The fact of being an only child is beside the point.
I see. And what would you say to people who insist that only children are lonely?
Loneliness is often confused with solitude, which can be enriching rather than painful. Besides that, a recent survey of 13,000 children revealed that only kids had just as many friends as the others.
Right. Perhaps we could move on to some of the financial reasons why parents choose to have only one child.